And we pick things up in the third inning. Charlotte scores a run in the top half of the frame to take a 3-1 lead. It was a leadoff single from Jacob May. He steals a bag and scores on a ground out from Jason Bourgeois. So Lehigh Valley would play from behind again for a second straight night versus Charlotte. The Pigs have had a rather anemic offense of late, haven't scored more than 3 runs in their previous 7 games. Just searching for that big hit, and it finally came. In the third, 2 on, 1 out.
Runners lead, and the 1-1. Swung on and drilled in the air, high and deep out to right field. Lemon turns, and this ball is gone. Cedric Hunter comes through in a big way. His 6th. And the Pigs, like that, have their first lead. It's 4-3.
But that lead didn't last very long. The Pigs immediately give it back, and then some. 3 runs on 3 hits and an error in the top of the 4th inning, so just 2 of them earned in another sloppy game tonight. 6 errors, 5 unearned runs combined between the two sides. 6-4, Knights in front through 4. Moving along here after the Pigs' pen is asked to do a lot now because of the bullpen by committee start, they would settle in from that 4th inning on. The Knights' batting order absolutely mowed down as 5 straight scoreless frames were produced by the Pigs' bullpen. Meanwhile, in the 7th, Lehigh Valley scores a run on a wild pitch. That makes it a 6-5 ball game. The Knights still in front, though. Then in the 8th, a threat again. 2 on, 2 out. For red-hot J.P. Crawford.
Both runners lead off. Canely with 2 away will check second. And now here's the pitch to Crawford. Swung on and shot foul. No, it's a fair ball in the batter's box. Narvaez gets it, tags Crawford. Crawford is arguing he's livid. Crawford is disgusted with the home plate umpire. He's been thrown out for the first time. And now he goes right after the home plate umpire, Joey Amaral. Here's Dave Brundage to try to get in the middle. Crawford nose to nose, giving a good piece of his mind to Joey Amaral.
Brundy was not ejected. The replay, your guess is as good as mine. There weren't many great camera angles, though one did seem to show that Joey Amaral may have made the right call. The ball was sitting out in front of the plate and not in the batter's box. But of course, no video review in the minor leagues, so we move along to the 9th inning, still 6-5 Knights. Bottom of the 9th. The stage set again for Cedric Hunter. 2 on and 1 out.
A look back to second, and now the 0-1 to Cedric Hunter. Swung on a ground ball towards first. That is a base hit. Pass sands in the right field. Here comes the runner. Here comes the throw by Lemon. It is strong, but it is late. Run scores were tied. Runner goes to third. He's cut down. Stassi gunned down by the catcher Narvaez to third. On a bang-bang play, Peter able to get the tag down. And there's out number 2 of the inning. How about Cedric Hunter, though, coming through with a game-tying single through the right side of the infield? You gotta love Cedric the Entertainer. What's not to love about Cedric the Entertainer? The guy flat-out hits.
That out at third would prove to be costly as Lehigh Valley would not push across another run in the 9th inning. We go to the 10th. Elvis Araujo at this point cruising along, nearing a 6th straight scoreless inning for the Lehigh Valley pen. Until he ran into that wily old veteran.
Here's another 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and stroked out left field. Racing back is low at the track, at the wall, and into the pig pen. Home run, Jason Bourgeois here in the 10th inning, a solo job. Charlotte is back out in front, 7-6.
Bourgeois' 2nd RBI in this game. His first one seemed like 8 years ago. So Tommy Canley comes in to close it out for the Knights. And on the first pitch that he throws,
Moore to lead it off. Pitch is swung on and launched. We're tied. Forget about this one. Into the Bud Light trough. Holy Toledo, what a bomb for Logan Moore.
Pigs put the winning run on base later that inning, but come up empty again with a chance to win it. So we go to an 11th, 7-7. But we go scoreless through the 11th inning. Scoreless through the 12th inning. Scoreless through the top half of the 13th to the bottom of the 13th inning. Emmanuel Burris up with 1 out and a couple of strikes on the batter.
The lefty Clark sets. Another 2-2 to Barris, swung on and ripped in the air, right field towards the corner. Racing back is Lemon. He's got the beat. Puts it away. No, he drops the ball. You've got to be kidding me. Barris had stopped running, but will make it to second. In the 13th inning, a fly ball at the cusp of the warning trap was absolutely skilleted by Lemon. That play was a complete lemon.
Where have we seen this before? Oh, just a couple weeks ago versus Toledo in the 15th inning. Up next, after Emmanuel Burris, Nick Williams.
Burris held on modestly by the shortstop Garcia. Runner leads off second, 2-2 to the plate, swung on, and this is ripped towards second, off the glove of the leaping second baseman, Muno in the right. Here comes Burris, he's going to score without a throw, and Williams has done it again in the 13th inning tonight. Another game-winning hit for Williams. And the Pigs have walked off for an eighth time. They win the series 3-1, and they come from behind down a run in the 9th. They come from behind down a run in the 10th. They win it in the 13th. Pigs fly, pigs fly, pigs fly. Firework time at Coca-Cola Park.
Final score 8-7. Lehigh Valley takes the season series from Charlotte 6-2. The Pigs now 8-4 in extra inning games this year.